As fall temperatures begin to slide toward lows that could be dangerous for the homeless population in Anchorage, Catholic Social Services now has the funds to staff their overflow shelter. Catholic Social Services Executive Director Susan Bomaleski says a grant from the Fred Meyer Employee Giving Fund and money from the Municipality of Anchorage will get them through this winter. But Bomaleski says this Band-Aid approach is not a good long-term solution.
Now, what we need to look at is, what is the reason there's so many people in homelessness here in Anchorage? Is that, how much of it is the lack of affordable housing? How much is it lack of treatment, you know, whether it's mental health treatment or substance abuse treatment? So there needs to be a longer discussion, because, you know, we're not really interested in running a shelter, an overflow shelter, out into the future.
Catholic Social Services runs the Brother Francis Shelter, a facility that provides an evening meal and a warm place to sleep for up to 240 people a night. Bean's Cafe across the parking lot is used as an overflow shelter for up to 124 people on cold nights. The funding shortfall was pieced together with $30,000 from both the municipality and Fred Meyer employees. Zach Stratton is the philanthropy coordinator at Fred Meyer's Portland headquarters. He says the money is coming from a nonprofit fund created by employee giving, and Anchorage employees wanted to help the homeless.
And they came to us with this, and they understand obviously how big of a issue this homeless issue is in the Anchorage area, and with winter approaching and it getting so cold, they thought this was an important issue for us to get involved in it and see what we could do, at least for a temporary stopgap.
Federal funds that once paid for staffing the overflow shelter are gone. Mamaleski says that's at a time when they've seen a 20% increase in the number of individuals served.
5 years ago, 2008, we served about 3,000. And through the end of 2012, we served 3,600. So there's a big increase, and we're trying to figure out what's that about.
She says although they see Alaska citizens from other parts of the state landing on hard times in Anchorage, more are coming from outside the state.
Even just as soon as last weekend, you know, you see six or seven people a day coming from outside. You know, that's quite a few.
Bomaleski says they survey the people who seek help, including asking them for their last zip code.